Hey. Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome back to Shiur. We left off before Pesach on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Maybe we'll start again. So the Mishnah, the Perek begins with Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to explain that the Mishnah includes two categories of irregular chametz. It talks about chametz nukshe, and it talks about chametz dag and gomer al yedei tarugas. What does it mean, chametz nukshe? So there are different kinds. So one kind of chametz nukshe we had was the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda regarding seor. Seor, when you mix flour with water and you let it rise, it takes a few hours till it turns into chametz dag and gomer. So chimutz is a process that takes a while. So when the beginning of the process takes place, then it's called seor. When the chimetz process is completed, then it's called siduk, because it's going to rise and it's going to have a lot of cracks on top. First, it's going to rise and rise and rise. Then it's going to have cracks on top. So when you have a lot of cracks, then it's siduk. Then it's chametz dag and gomer. And when it starts to develop on top, then it's called seir. So that's a double. We discussed already. That's a double machlekes between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. The Mishnah is on mem ches on base. So the Mishnah spells out this machlek samer abud. When is the beginning of the process? That's called seir. When is the gemara of the process? When is the beginning of the process? Then it's called chametz nukshe. The chimutz process began. When is the gemara of the process? Then it's chametz dag and gomer, and then it's kares. So that's one machlek samer abud. When does the process begin? And then there's another machlekes. When the process does begin, is that? And that's what we call chametz nukshe. Is that an isa derais and isa derabbanim? So that machlokes doesn't really say in the Mishnah. That the Gemara Mem Gimel Amud Aleph here quotes a brisa. The ochlo, he's talking about one who eats the seor, the chametz nukshe, ba'arboim. That you like arboim. Ochlo ba'arboim is the Gemara assumes is a dead giveaway that it's an isa derais. Why? Maybe it means Malkus Mardis. Maybe it's only Malkus Derabon. How does the Gemara know Hoichla Barboim means Malkus Deraisa? So some Rishonim, you look in the Magen Avraham, the first two Simonim in Hilchas Yontif are about, the first Simon is about Yontif Rishon, second Simon is about Yontif Sheni. So it says that one who violates Yontif Sheni is a question whether he gets Malkus Mardis or you put him in Nidui, in Cherim. So the Magen Avraham there, the second siman in Hilchas Yontif, the Magen Avraham discusses what's the definition of Makas Mardis. So he quotes an opinion. I don't think it's in Tosis. He quotes an opinion from the early Achronim. The Makas Mardis is 13 times Malkus. Malkus Daraisa is 3 times 13. He gets 2/3 of the Malkus on his back and 1/3 of the Malkus on his chest. They turn him over in the middle. And Makas Mardis, you only give 1/3, you only give 13 Malkus instead of 39. So if that's the definition of Malkus Mardis, then we understand. It says, V'hochla, one who eats chametz nukshe be'arboim, so it's a dead giveaway that it's Malkus derais. Even if you should assume that Malkus Mardis is 39 Malkus, but still, if it would say Malkus and Malkus Mardis, then it means Malkus Mardis. It says, V'hochla, one who eats chametz nukshe be'arboim, or the first Mishnah in Tmura writes like that. One who violates the law of loyachli fan of loy amaroso, so it says, so fegus arboim, he will absorb the malchus arboim. So whenever it says you look arboim, so the Gemara understands that that expression in a Mishnah or in a Brisa with the Tanoim say, so fegus arboim, you look arboim, that means that you get malchus derais. If it would only be a malchus mind, it would have said so. Malchus and malchus mind is fine. So the Brisa quotes that Rameyu says, the Brisa Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, we're about to read it, quotes that Rameyu is of the opinion that one who eats chametz nukshe, the process of the chimutz began as one kind of chametz nukshe, but it didn't complete yet. So Rameyu holds that that's Malkus deraisa. In other words, chametz nukshe is an isa deraisa. And the Gemara in Chulin says that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on that also. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say, Mishnah Mem Chesan Beis doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about that. Mishnah only records the machlokes about when is it Seir and when is it Siduk? When is the beginning of the Chimutz process? When is the Gemara? But the Gemara understood like that, that there's a double machlekes amiragut. So there's one kind of Chametz Nuksha that the Mishnah calls Seir. The Chimutz is a process and the process began, but it wasn't yet completed. So if the process would be completed, then Oich L'chayiv Karis. If the process just begun and it didn't finish, then it's only Chametz Nuksha. There's another kind of Chametz Nuksha that's not Roy L'achilas HaKelem. That's the Gemara later. In all Yisurei Torah, the Pasuk says in Chumash, L'selchu kol nebeila, L'ager Shabbat Shirachat Hitnan of Achola, Amochel Anochri. So the Tanoim understand nebeila haruya L'ager Kruya nebeila. If the nebeila is edible, let's say you have meat in the A&P. So the meat is Roy L'achilas Adam. You cook it, then it'll be Roy L'achilas Adam. It's not rotten, not spoiled. It's not foul tasting and not foul smelling or anything. It's Roy L'achilas Adam. So nebeila haruya L'ager. Ger means a ger toshim, not a ger tzedek. Ger toshev who eats nevelas, it just ger toshev is a nachu who accepted upon himself not to worship but with a zar and to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nach. So nevela haru el ager krui nevela sheni ruy el ager any krui nevela. Kol terakula the din is that all macholas asuris become mutam once it becomes nivsam achilas ha'odam, even if it's roil achilas ha'kelev. Let's say you have meat that was out of the refrigerator for a month. It's going to be spoiled. If a person will eat it, he'll get a bellyache. He'll get an upset stomach. He'll probably throw up or something, cause him diarrhea. But if a behemoth eats it, if a kelev eats it, it won't affect the kelev negatively. Kelev won't get sick. That's called nifsem achilas adam roil achilas akelev. So in chametz, the Gemara is going to have later, in this pig, Gemara is going to have that by chametz, not enough nifsem achilas adam. It's still usher up until the point of nifsem achilas akelev. So that's chametz dog and gomer. Once it became chametz, and it's an isa kares, so even if it becomes divsam achilas adam, it still remains chametz up until the point I'm divsam achilas akelev. What if melech atchila, I had flour mixed with water, and before it became chametz, it was already divsam achilas akelev at the time that it became chametz. From the Tchilas Chimutza, from the time that it became Chametz, it was already Nifsam Achilas HaKelev from the beginning. Not that it once was Chametz. If it was once Chametz and then it became Nifsam Achilas HaAdam and instilled Roel Achilas HaKelev, then that's the din, that by Chametz, up until the point of Nifsam Achilas HaKelev, it remains awesome. But if Melech HaTchila, from the time that it became Chametz, from the very outset, Metchilas chimutza, it was only roi lachilas hakelev. So that's also called chametz nuksha. One kind of chametz nuksha is seyar, that the Mishnah has, the beginning of the process, the chimutz process. Another kind, they have the full chimutz process, but it was never roi lachilas ha'odam from the time that it became chametz. It was metchilas chimutza, it was only roi lachilas hakelev. So that's also called chametz nuksha. Fine. So the Mishnah has, the Gemara is going to point out that the Mishnah has both kinds, the Mishnah and Beis Hamid Aleph is telling us, Elu Evrim et Pesach, and the Mishnah lists off various examples. So some of them are Taruvis Chametz, Chametz Dog and Gomer, where it really should have been bottled arrived, it's mixed in. Chametz, let's say you have soup with soup nuts in it. So that's not called Taruvis Chametz, that's Bien. You have, let's say, there's much more volume. Let's say I have vegetable soup, a chicken soup, and I have breadcrumbs there. But I can identify which is this vegetable soup and which are the soup nuts. So that's not called the tarubis. Tarubis means you have right had their miyot iser, and the iser is ena nika bimkomo. It blended in all together. It's ena nisa, then it's ena nika, then it's called tarubis chametz. So Taruvas Chametz really should have been bottled Berayv. So that's what, there's a Tana Reb Lezer quoted on Mem Gimel Amen Aleph. Reb Lezer learns that from a Pasuk, Kol Machmetz is Kol Dehu. Even though I have a Reb Heter against the Miut Iser, against the Miut of the Chametz, and it's Eina Nikon, it should have been bottled. So that's the Chiddush, that there's an Iser and Taruvas Chametz, but there's no Kuris. That's what Reb Lezer says. Taruvas Chametz, There's an Issa Min HaTorah, but there's no Chiyuv Karis. That's what we discussed. How could it be that there's no Issa Karis? What happened to the din of Tam Ki Iker? There's a din of Kola Torah Kula. I mean, have, let's say you buy trefe baked goods. So how much Chazah Shmaltz can there be already? A little bit of Chazah Shmaltz they mixed in. But it's going to be less than 50%, and you can't identify where the Chazah Shmaltz is. It's blending in with everything else. So let's say you have a chocolate bar without a Hechsher on it. So what can be already? Most of it is the chocolate flavoring, the chocolate bean, or whatever it is. There isn't going to be so much Yisr over there. But that's a din of Tam Ki Iker, that if you have an ingredient that's way less than 50%, but it's nice and tam, it affects the change in the flavor, and you can taste it when you eat the food. You can taste the Yisr, so despite the fact that it should have been bottle bereif, based on the Pasuk Acharab Melahatas, Rashi writes in Chulin, the Mokar and Chumash with the din of Bittel bereif is Acharab Melahatas. We don't understand how you see that from the Pasuk. That's what we spoke about. You see from the Pasuk that, there are three dinim arayv, we said. The one din is if you have a split vote in the Sanhedrin. Let's say the Sanhedrin, 23 dayanim are judging din in the Foshes. 13 say that he's Chai Misa and 10 say that he's Potter. So you assume that it's 13 to 10, so the 13 are right. So that's called the Azlina Basaruba. The arayv is Mevarer. If you're not sure what the facts of the case are, so you say, Holcha Macha HaRoiv. The Roiv is Mevar, the facts of the case. Over here, the Roiv is Mevar, what the din is. If you have a split vote, 2-1, in Din Amamina, so you have 13-10, and Din in the Foshes, so we assume that the Roiv is Mevar. But then it doesn't help the Roiv is Mevar, but in order to administer Din in the Foshes, you have to have a Gemar Din issued from a Sanhedrin. All 23 have to say Chai. Well, over here, only 13 said Chai Misa, 10 said Potter. So fine, you a Mevara that the din is like the Raiv. It's 13 to 10. So you say Azlina Basaruba, the Raiv is Mevara that they're right, that the guy's Chai Misa, but still the Maisa need a Gemar Din. There's a Pasuk in Parshas Masay, I think. And Rashi in Bava Kamma says on Daf Mem Hey, that's the Pasuk that tells us that you can't give an Odom Oynish Misa until you have a Gemar Din from the Sanhedrin Tana. You don't need the Sanhedrin Tana of 71. You need Sanhedrin Tana of 23 Dayanim. So if it was a split vote of 13 to 10, where do you have a Gemar Din from all the 23? So that's the halacha that you say Ruba Kukula. If you only have 13 Dayanim present and they all vote that is Chayiv Misa, you don't say Ruba Kukula. 13 is the Reiv of 23. You only say Ruba Kukula if you have 23 Dayanim and they're discussing the whole matter together. And then it's a split vote at the end of the day. So 13 say Chayiv and 10 say Pater. Then I say Ruba Kukula. Let's say, what do I need Arba Koses for Pesach night? What do you have to fill up a whole Revius of wine? Fill up the Reiv of the Revius. The Kappa only Machzik a Revius. And fill up the Reiv of the Revius and say Ruba Kukula. So the answer, you don't say Ruba Kukula. Let's say, we mentioned this. A person gets Malkus if he eats a Kazais of Chazer. So why does he have to eat a whole Kazais? Let him eat Reiv of the Kazais and we'll say Ruba Kukula. Let him eat 51% of a Kazais. So there is such an idea. We mentioned the Maritz Chais writes like that on a Mishnah in Nazir. That when the Mishnah says that if the Nazir drank a revius of wine and the Nazir ate kazayas of grapes, that he gets malchus. So the Maritz Chais writes, he thinks that Ruba Kukula, if he eats roiv of the kazayas, he drinks a roiv of the kazayas of wine, or he drinks a roiv, or he eats a roiv of a kazayas of grapes, so he'll be loika because Ruba Kukula. So the one who was setting the type on the Vilna Shas put in brackets that he thinks that the Maritz Chais is wrong. Years ago, when they printed books, they felt at liberty to write whatever they want. The Bachar Azetza, the one who was setting the type. So he puts in brackets, Alekarav Zelzeh, means that there's no tzushtal whatsoever. Ruba Kukula is good if you have a whole cup of wine, then you say Ruba Kukula, Reiv of the unit. But over here, you don't have a unit. Well, what are you going to say? A person drinks a roiv of a revius of trefa wine, so he's going to be like him. No, on shiurim, you don't say Ruba Kukula. You only say on a unit. That's what the Dvar Avram was, the last rabbi in Kovne. He was also Mibeis Rav. He was a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he learned Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in the last years in Volozhin. So he writes in one of his tshuvas, this yisod he heard from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that you only apply Ruba Kukula when you're working with a unit, like you're shechting a oif. So you have to shecht either the kana or the veshet. When you shecht the beim, you have to shecht both the kana and the veshet. The kana is the windpipe and the veshet is the food pipe. So since you're dealing with a unit of a kana or a veshet, a simen, then you can say Ruba Kukula. Rav of the kana is kachola kana, rav of the veshet. But if you're talking about a shir kazayas, so let's say, in order for a tohme to become toh, he has to be tovel on a mikvah. The mikvah has to have a minimum of 40 saw. So what do you need 40 saw? All you should need is 21 saw, ruba kukula. No, the shear is 40 saw. Whenever there's a shear, you need the whole shear. If you have a mikvah of 40 saw and 21 saw amayim ksherim and 19 saw amayim shuvim, then you can say, then you can begin to talk about ruba kukula. The menatara, that would be a good mikveh. It's no good medirabban, because medirabban gimalugim I'm shuvim passels the whole mikveh. If you don't have a mikveh mole, if it's not yet mole, so you don't say ruba kukula by shiurim. You only say ruba kukula by a unit. So if you have a sanhedrin that consists of 23 dayanim, you have a beznam dini mamas that consists of three. And two out of the three say chayiv mam, and 13 out of the 23 say chayiv nefashis. So you say ruba kukuloi, and you learn out from the pasuk acharav mahatas. Ruba kukuloi is considered as if the psak, the gemar din, was issued by the entire Sanhedrin. So I understand how you see azlina basa ruba. You see from the pasuk that we followed the roif, the probability. Probability is that he really is chayiv misa. Probability is that he's really chayiv mam. Then I can see also that you say Ruba Kukula. But the third thing is problematic. How did Rashi see that the din of Bitl Beroif is learned out from the Pasuk Achar Abim Lahatas? That's a pella. So they quote something in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that all three dinim are learned out. The first two dinim I understand. That you follow the likelihood, the probability. Probability is that he really is Chai Misa, he really is Chai Mamet. Because it was a split vote, 13 to 10 or 2 to 1. And I see that you say Ruba Kukula, but I don't see from the pasuk how you say Bitl Berev. Anyway, but there is a din of Bitl Berev. So here, Nochamo, so the Gemara quotes the Tanur of Leza, learns out from the pasuk that even have chomets, even if you have chomets, which is Roiv Heta Miut Iser, and the Iser Zena Nikabim Komo. It's not that you have soup nuts. That a mamishnika, I have soup nuts floating in a vegetable soup or in a chicken soup. That's not a tarubis. Tarubis, by definition, means right head to me at the sir. And the isir is ain't a nika. You can't identify which is which. Let's say I have soup and a little bit of, I have vegetable soup and a little bit of chazashmaltz fell in, and you have shishim against it. But if you put it in the refrigerator, the schmaltz will rise to the top. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, put it in the refrigerator. The schmaltz will rise to the top. So then once the schmaltz rises to the top, then it's nicker. The Yisra says no longer betarubis. So you can't say that it's bottle. Calls man that it didn't put it in the refrigerator. It's all blended in together. Then you say that it's bottle. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama recommends you can easily separate. Whenever you can undo the tarubis. You cause it. That the chazer shmaltz will be separated from the tarubis. So then you should make it nicker and then you should remove it. You shouldn't drink it. So usually there's a din of tam kiikar. So that's the question. Why does a Tana Rav Lezer need a pasuk, and why do the chachamim disagree with Rav Lezer? Rav Lezer needs a pasuk to tell me that tarubis, chametz is aser, if the chametz ingredient is less than 50% and it's nice and tam. So that's the din of Tam Ki Iker. So isn't that Tam Ki Iker? So Rashi says at the end of the sugya that the whole sugya is Rashi is on Mem Hei Med Aleph. There's long Rashi there. So Rashi says, very long Rashi, about 30 lines long. So Rashi says the whole sugya is working on the assumption that Tam Ki Iker is Lav Deraisa. That's a Rashi paskins. Rashi's Psak Lalocha is a Tam Ki Iker Lav Deraisa. We don't pass like Rashi. We pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees with this Rashi. that we assume that Tam Ki Iker is their Isis. So what do you do with the whole sugya? So he mentioned the Balamor on this Gemara writes, the only time you say Tam Ki Iker is their Isis is, let's say I'm eating some food that has a little chametz ingredient in it. And even though the chametz ingredient is way less than 50%, but still it affects a change in the flavor and the taste. So that's the din of Tam Ki Iker. So the Balmor came up with a chiddush. The only time you say Tam Ki Iker deraisa is if you can taste the original flavor of the issa that fell in. But if because of what often happens is you can't taste the original issa, region issa blended in with all the other flavors that are there. There are sometimes many different flavors from 25 different factories, 25 different countries in the world. They mix everything all in together. So, and it makes a different tam. It doesn't have the tam. The issa doesn't taste like the original issa. You can't taste the original flavor. It blended in with the other flavors. It affected a change in the flavor. So the Balamor holds that that's only tam ki iker de rabbanan. So the Balamor claims that that's what the sugi is talking about. If you can taste the original issa, that would be tam ki iker de raisa. And Rabbeinu is talking, you can't taste the flavor of the original issa. It affected a change in the taste of the overall taste of the whole mixture. So now you can taste it. So that's where Rabbeinu learned that from the pasuk that such a tarubis chametz is awesome in our Torah, but there's no chorus. If it would have been tam ki iker, there would have been chorus also. We don't accept la halacha that Balamor. We paskin, Prima Gordon points out, we paskin la halacha that tam ki iker deraisa, whether you can taste the original flavor by eating the tarubis, or you can taste the fact that it influenced the change in the flavor of the overall flavor of the whole maichon that you're eating. That's considered nikar ha'isa. Since it tastes, the whole taruvah tastes different now because of the miut of isa that fell in. That's also called tam ki iker deraisa. So the way we pass on halacha, you can't say Rashi's answer. Rashi says the whole Gemara is assuming that tam ki iker lav deraisa. We don't pass like Rashi. We pass on tam ki iker is deraisa. You can't say the answer of the Balamor. Because we don't paskin like the Balamor. We paskin tam ki iker is deraisa, even if it's a tam shlishi. It's not that you can taste the flavor of the original issa. The issa affected a change in the overall taste of the whole maichel. So we assume that's also tam ki iker deraisa. What one might say is that this, the Vilna Gaon and the Be'er Agro says this is the Shitas HaRambam. The following is the Shitas HaRambam. That the Rambam quotes this din, that one who eats tarubas chametz is Zorvan and Issa deraisa. He quotes Reb Lozer's Shita, the Tana Reb Lozer, and he says, but if you eat tarubas chametz, there's no karis. That's how the Gemara says. The only karis on chametz dog and goma when it's bien, on tarubas chametz, no karis. So the Ramban asks, if you have a tarubas chametz, so it's tam ki iker. So if it's tam ki iker, we assume tam ki iker is deraisa, so there would be karis. That's the Ramban's kasha. There should be chorus on tam ki iker. So the Vilna Gaon says that the Rambam's opinion is that tam ki iker is deraisa, is learned in Kol HaTorah Kula, is learned off in this pasuk by chametz. And tam ki iker deraisa is a new issa. The original issa is really bottle. And this is a new issa. And therefore, on this new issa of tam ki iker, there's no chorus. He said the same would be true if you have chazer schmaltz, let's say mixed into vegetable soup. And it affects a change in the flavor. It tastes differently from what it tasted before. And you say, tam ki iker deraisa. But the Vilna Gaon would say, he says it, not he would say. The Vilna Gaon says it, that according to the Rambam, tam ki iker is deraisa, but there won't be any chorus on it, because the mocker for tam ki iker deraisa is this pasuk by Tarubas Chametz, the Rav Lezer learned that from, Amem Gimel Amen Aleph. And the pasuk says that there's no chorus for that. Yeah, that's not so surprising if you say, like the Vilna Gaon, the Tosfos and other Masechtos, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Tosfos and Chulin, discusses if the din is Tam Ki Iker Deraisa, is there Malkus or not? Maybe there's only Malkus when you eat an Issa Bien. Maybe if, let's say, I liquefy some Nevela or Trefa, and I blend it into a soup, and I and the rive of the soup is kosher, and only less than 50% is treif, but it's nice and tam. So I say tam kiker, it's mem she'en taruv, it's mem she'en aminai, and the 5% ingredients, which is treif, has an effect on the whole flavor of the whole thing, and you can taste the flavor of the treifus. So one opinion of Tosfos says that it's an isa deraisa, but it's not an isa lav. You don't say once the pasuk is megala that tam kiker is deraisa, so it falls back under the category of the lois essay. No, it's a new isa essay. Why an isa essay? Because according to one Tanna, it's learned out from Giuli Klei Midyan. The Torah says, in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, when the Jews were successful in the Melchemes Midyan, so not only did they kept, so they killed all of the Midyanim. The Kom Nikmastam Hashem in Midyan, Achati Yosef El Amecha. So they had to kill all of the soldiers from Midyan, but the Taf and the Noshim were not soldiers. So they were civilians. You're not allowed to kill civilians in a war. So Taf means before the age of 20, you don't draft people before the age of 20 into the army. And Nashim, you don't draft women into the army. It's not proper to draft women. So that's why the Torah says they weren't allowed to kill the Taf and Nashim. Then the Rabban Shalom told them, Anu Hai Rasha, that the women who were Roy Lebiya, so Hein Hein Hoyu Lebnei Yisrael, that's the whole reason why they come Nikmas Hashem and Midyan, was because the Midyanim had them got the Bnei Yisrael to be Mizana with the Bnei Midyan. So those who are royal Abiyah, so that was a high rasha that you had to kill them. But if not for the fact that there was such a high rasha, I would have said that Taf and Noshim are not killed, because Taf and Noshim are civilians, they're not allowed to kill civilians. Unfortunately, in every war, there's a Maral Miprag in Parshas Vayishlach, where he writes, in every war, civilians are always killed, especially by the Palestinians. Palestinians always use the civilians as a human shield. So if the Israelis shoot at the terrorists, so they're going to kill the civilians. They have no choice. They're using the civilians as a human shield. So that's what the Maral Miprag writes, that in his commentary on Pirush Rashi al HaTorah and Gur Aryeh, he writes, unfortunately, in every war, there are always civilian casualties and Kach Yidak HaShalom Melchama. There's whenever you go to war, there's a heter to put the Jewish soldiers' lives in danger. Unless you're expecting an S, Jewish lives will be lost when you go to war. Jewish soldiers will lose their lives. So you're allowed to go to war. So that's Mohammed is a heter to put Jewish lives into sakanat heter ritzich on the enemy. Usually there's an isa ritzich. You're not allowed to kill a nochri. Pashta says that there probably is an isa deraisa. The Pashta says like that. There's a funny Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Ratzech, Hashmiras Nefesh, the way it says, Kol horeg nefesh ben odom. It's a very strange lashon. The Rambam starts off, whoever kills any human being is over on the lav la sirtzo. So they point out that in the Frankel edition of the Rambam, all the old kisvei yad had a different lashon. Kol horeg nefesh achas mi Yisrael is over b'lo sirtzo. Sounds like if you kill a nochri, there's no lo sirtzo. There's no lo sirtzo. Okay, lo sirtzo has with it an oinish misa. The killer nochri not chay misa, but still there is an isa deraisa. It's an isa deraisa based on some other pasuk, okay? But there is an isa deraisa. So whenever you go to war, you need the het that when the bezin gives permission to go to melchemes rishus, or even to go to melchemes mitzvah, you go to melchemes mitzvah. So the mechama is matter putting Jewish soldiers' lives in danger, sikun. And it's mater ritzicha on the enemy, on the nochrim. So again, so if one the so just like there's one opinion in Tosfos that tam ki iker is an isa deraisa, but you don't say a hadrili isur kam. You don't say that there's a love. It's only an isur essay, because the Torah says when they won the war. So they took the Noshim Ataf, because they were the civilians, and then they captured all the Trefa Kalim. So the Trefa food they weren't allowed to eat, but the Trefa Kalim they had a kasher. So the Rebbe Shalom said, Kol davar she'ofer ba'esh, tavir ba'esh, whatever was balea trefis, because they broiled the trefis in it, so you need libon. And whatever they cooked trefis soup in it, so for that you needed hagola. So the Torah says that they had a kashi. So that's called gili klei midyon. Gili means hagola. When you do the hagola on the klei midyon, so that's an iser aseh. You're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treifa pot if you didn't kosher the treifa pot because of an iser aseh. What's the aseh? Called davishav baish, tavir baish. Tavir ba'mayim. Tavir ba'mayim. You have to do hagola. You have to do libun. If you didn't do the hagola, you didn't do the libun, and you're going to cook kosher food in the same pot, so it's going to have a blia from the treifa food that the midyonim cooked in the pot. So that's the iser aseh. It's not an iser lav, according to one opinion, it's only an iser aseh. So even the Rambam holds that if you eat the tam ki iker, if you eat kosher food that has a blia, has a flavor, a trefus in it, you are loike, but there wouldn't be koris. That's what the beer was. It wouldn't be koris, it's a new iser. The new iser only has a lav, doesn't have an iser koris. Okay, let me say like that is good. And then we pointed out that the Markevus HaMishnah has a different beer in Shitas HaRambam. He says when the Rambam writes that if you eat taruv es chometz, you're loike, as long as you have kazayis tochedachilas pras, the Rambam never said that it's a taruv es amid mishen aminoi, and it's nice and tam. He's not talking about mid mishen aminoi, he's talking about mid b'minoi. So menator, usually mid b'minoi is bottle b'raif. But over here, there's an additional pasuk that Reb Lezer holds, there's an additional pasuk that taruv es chometz is an iser deraisa, that it's not bottled bereiv. And it's not based on tam ki iker. No, it's a taruv es amim b'minoi. It's not a taruv es amim b'sheni min. It's taruv es amim b'minoi. So amim b'minoi, you can't say it's nice and tam. It has the same flavor. It's not nice and tam. If it would have been nice and tam, the Keves HaMishnah says, the Ramban would be right. The Ramban asked on the Rambam, what are you talking about? You're talking taruv es chametz if it's nice and tam. So how can you say it doesn't have koris? Of course it has koris. So the Makevus HaMishnah assumes like the Ramban said, if the chametz would be nice and tam in the taruvis, then there would be koris also. How can the Rambam say that there's no koris? So he says, because the Rambam is talking about taruvis of mimimina. It's not mimishenimina. It's ain't a nice and tam. And still, the din is that it's, in a certain sense, this is, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He pointed out a lashon in the Rambam. We usually have a din called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. All the dinim deRabbanan, that pattern after dinim deRaisa. Because you want, we spoke many times about that, you want all the dinim deRabbanan to blend in, to become part of the Torah Shebal Peh on the level of deRaisa. If you learn dinim deRabbanan, the Choyvus HaGaber to observe the dinim deRabbanan is only mid deRabbanan. That's why we say, Sveika deRabbanan Lekula. But a heftzah shelter becomes on the level of the Isis, in order that all the dinim, the Rabbanan, should blend in to become part of the Torah Shabbat Pem and HaTorah, a heftzah shelter, so that when one learns it, he should be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So you need, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Deraisa Tikkun, the building blocks of the dinim, the Rabbanan, have to be concepts that exist on the level of the Isis. So on the level of, so there is a din on Daf Lamed, we learned the Gemara, the way we have the Girsa. We have the gears on Daf Lamed Aleph. The chametz b'Pesach is b'mashu. Rabbi Natam and the Shiltis and the Tosfos Lamed Amud Aleph Dima Maschal Amar Rav Hilchasa. So Rabbi Natam and the Shiltis had a different gears in the Gemara, and they think that there is no such din. The chametz b'Pesach is b'mashu. It doesn't exist. But we don't follow the Rabbi Natam. We assume, like Rashi's gears, that there is a din. The chametz b'Pesach is b'mashu. So where do you have on the level of the Raisa a concept like that? Where do you have called the Tikkun Rabban, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. What is the Kein Deraisa over here? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. He showed there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah has it. On the level of Deraisa, there's a din that Chometz is b'mashehu. Because if that's the din, Merkevus HaMishnah learns, that's the din of Taruvus Chometz. The Rambam quotes a din of Taruvus Chometz, that there's a lab Deraisa and there's no Kuris. So the Shaila was, what happened to the din of Tam Ki Iker Deraisa? There should be Kuris. That was the Ramban's kash. So Merkevus HaMishnah said, no, read the Rambam. The Rambam is not talking about min b'shein amina. He's talking case when it's a tarubis mid b'minoi. So there is no nisinas tam, and it's still osir. Aye, but it's less than 50%. Less than 50% should have been bottled b'roi. So that's a xeris akosav, even though it's min b'minoi. And the isir, the chomet shebo, is less than 50%. since it's still kazayis tocha de achilas pras, it has that ratio. So there's a pasuk that says that it's also, but it's not tam kikir. If it would have been tam kikir, there would have been koris. Al pi pasha, like the Ramban said. But it's in a certain sense, this is a din mashehu de'araisa. Mashehu means, based on the rules and regulations of bitl beroi, we should have been batl. And nonetheless, it's not batl. So usually, things that are mashehu are only mid the rabbanon. Balechaim chashiv beveloi biteli. It's only mid the rabbanon. Dovish of a minion, beitzah shenol, there's a dovish of a minion, is not batl. Beri chashuv beveloi biteli. Chaticha roi l'skabit. All the dinim are bitl. The things are not batl. Dava Chashim, we'll have to discuss some more today. Dava Chashim is not batal. All those dinim are only mid the Rabbanon. But over here, you have a din on the level of the Raisa, the Chometz is b'masha. What is that? You have a taruvitz, mim b'min, right? Chometz b'non-chometz. And the Chometz Shabo is less than 50%. But since it still has the ratio of kazayis tocha de'achilas pras, in a certain sense, that's Chometz b'masha. Because it really should have been bottled, because it's less than 50%. And the Issa Shabbat is Eina Nois and Tam. So that's called the Tikkun Rabbanan. I said Tikkun. But the Rabbanan, they made it extreme. Even if you have Shishim, even if you have 100, it's Chometz is B'mashu. Even if you have Elef, Chometz is B'mashu. But on the level of their Issa, it's a partial Mashu. Even though it's less than 50%, but they still have Kazayis Tocha De'achilas Pras. So that's the din of Taruvas Chametz. That's what the Makevis HaMishnah writes on the Rama. I seem to remember Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim thought that the Makevis HaMishnah was right on this. There is Makevis HaMishnah usually has the most Poshet Pshat in the Rama. Whenever there's a problematic Rambam, so the Lecha Mishnah will sometimes give Rav Chaim and their Abisa Zalman and the Osmel to give fancy interpretations. And the Rambam, Makevis HaMishnah, always has the most boring, the most bland pshat in the Rambam. Nothing razzle-dazzle at all. But every so often, the bland Poshe pshat is the correct pshat. Not every problematic Rambam has a razzle-dazzle answer to it. So that's what Rav Chaim thought, that this Makevis HaMishnah was correct, that the Poshe pshat in the Rambam, when he quotes the din of Taruvas Chometzes and Issa Deraisa, but there's no Kareis, why not? So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah says, why not? But if it's nice and tam, nice and tam, then it's tam kika, so there should be kores. I mean, ain't a nice and tam, then it should be bottle. So he said, the answer is, the Rambam is talking, it's ain't a nice and tam, it's mim b'minoi. The Rambam is not talking about mim b'sheni minoi. It's not shach, it should be nice and tam. It's all mim b'minoi, and on the level of the Raisa, it really is a mashahu. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Raisa Tikkun, they just made it even literally mashahu, even if it's one unit within 20,000. I still say that Chometz is the Pesach is b'mashu. On the level of the rice, it's only b'mashu up until the point of Kazayis Tocha De'achilas Pras. Yeah. So here the Gemara is going to have a machlokes amoraim between Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav is the first amora, and the second amora, I think it's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Where is it? Yeah, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is the first, and the second one is Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says they argue which of the two Isurim is more chomer. The Mishnah on Membeis and Aleph is listing off two irregular kinds of chomer. Listing off Taruvis, Chomets, Dog, and Gomer. That's Nisara b'Taruvis. And it lists off Chomets, Nukshim. So the first one, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, is of the opinion that Taruvis, Chomets, Dog, and Gomer, the thing is mamish chometz. That's much more chomer than their argument is between these two kinds of chometz that the Mishnah has. You have chometz nukshim, means the chometz process was incomplete. The chometz process began, but it never was completed. So that tchilas chometz process. So the first opinion is that if you have chometz dog and gomer, is battle bereiv, but there's a din that the taruvis is still us, even though it's battle bereiv, even though it should have been battle bereiv, we say it's not battle bereiv. So that's more chomer than chometz nukshas. If Rav Meir is of the opinion chometz nukshas deraisa, you have a pasuk. The chomet teaches you the chometz nukshas deraisa. Then it's a kavah chomer that chometz dog and gomer. The taruvis is certainly deraisa. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Nachman holds that the reverse is true. If you have a pasuk that says that that chometz dog and gomishin is battle bereif, even though it's in his battle bereif, chometz aydei taru is an isa deraisa, and we ignore the fact that it's already in his battle bereif. So certainly you have the trilus achimutz process, but it's bien, it's not this battle bereif. That should be mochomer. That should be mochomer. What are you working with apples and oranges over here? What do you mean one is Muhammad than the other? What do they have in common over here? So you have to explain a little bit more over here. So just to give as a mashal, I was thinking of the following. There's a pasuk that says, "Bayirani dachas," you have to burn down the whole city. It was Sarafta Sair, it was Kol Shlola Ba'esh, and Lo Yid Bak Biyotcha Me'uma Menachem. You're not allowed to take everything from the city. Is also Ba'anor. And the Gemara says that pasuk liyibiyotcha meuma menacherim doesn't only apply. The original context of the pasuk is by mamon shel anshei ir nidachas, mamon amavad. You're supposed to destroy all the property that belongs to all the people who live in the ir nidachas, even nichsei tzadikim shebetochi. You're supposed to destroy all the property. So the pasuk says liyibak biyotcha meuma menacherim. You're not allowed to get hanof from anything from the Irani Dachas. So the Gemara says, not only does the Pasuk apply to Mammon Shal Irani Dachas, Mammon of Anshi Irani Dachas, it also applies to regular Avodah Zarah. Someone worships Avodah Zarah, sticks and stones, a totem pole or something like that, the Ragechke at Salem. He worships it, he deifies it. So that too is also Bahanoah. So there's a Mishneh Masechah Shabbos, middle of Shabbos, you have around 2.5 prokim. That say, whenever you do haitzah, whenever you carry something in the street, and Rishus Aram Deraisa, Yechayv Misa, Yechayv Kores, Chayv Chattas B'Shegeg, it's only if the particular item that you carried has a kashir. How much is the shear? So the Mishnah gives you a lot of boring details. If it's a piece of metal, how big is the shear? If a piece of wood, if it's a piece of paper, if it's a piece of parchment, if it's a piece of raw hide, raw leather, that wasn't yet converted into parchment. So the Mishnah gives a lot of details. Is it Maichalodim? Is it Maichabehema? Is it soup? Is it orange juice? So the Mishnah has very, very detailed description of each Maichal and how much the shear is and things that are not Maichal, piece of wood, a piece of metal, all the different shear. So then the Mishnah has, what if a person has a Dovashal Avodah Zarah in his house and the Torah says, supposed to be get rid of the Avodah Zarah. So he carries the whole Avodah Zarah is a tiny little thing, the size of a marble. He takes the Batzal Meshugan and deifies the marble. So he takes the marble and he throws it into the Beis HaKvaris. His house is the Rishus HaYochel. Let's say the Beis HaKvaris is the Rishus HaRab in the middle of the street. So he was Maitzi Meshus Lushus, but it didn't have a Kashir. So the Mishnah says, since the word Ma'uma appears in the Chumash, Lo yid bach biyotcha me'uma menachem. Me'uma means kol shu. You're not allowed to take kol shu. So even if you threw out a davar shel avodah zarah into the street to get rid of it, you would be chayiv misa because the pasuk says me'uma. You're not allowed to have this, even less than a shear. There's no minimum shear for avodah zarah. Even a tiny little piece of avodah zarah, you're not allowed to have around the house. So that's the way it appears in the Mishnah. Then there's a Gemara in Zvachim that discusses when you learn Yeridei Chelek Aleph, when you go for Smicha, so you learn Simek Kuf Yud about the Taruvis. So the Bi'ur Agrua points out that there's a Machlekes Tosis in the Rambam, how to understand a Gemara in Zvachim, towards the end of Zvachim. So the Gemara in Zvachim says, Taba Shel Avodah Zarah. Let's say there's a statue of Yoshke, whatever, and people worship the statue. They deify the statue. And the statue is dressed up with clothing and he has a ring, has a tabas on his finger. The Avodah Zarah has a tabas. So tabas shel Avodah Zarah, shenisarev with another two tabas. So the din is that they're all osa b'hanoah. It's not bottle. And then what if one of those three falls into a taruvus of another five? Now I have six and I can't identify which is which. All expensive rings. I know five of the rings were mutabanoa. One of the rings may or may not be osabanoa, because one of the rings was one of the three. He originally had two rings, b'mut, and one ring, shel avodah zarah, tabal shel avodah zarah, shenisar v'am shtei taboas shel heter. So the din is that it's b'mashehu. And then one of those three falls into a taruvus of five. Now you have six mixed in together. So five are mutter, and the sixth one there may not be mutter. So that's so the Gemara discusses what's the din. So Tosis wants to know, why is it tabashal abadizar not butl? When the first tabashal abadizar fell into two tabos of heter, that'd be butl chad betray. So Tosis says it's a dabasha dominion. Dabasha dominion, loy butl is only a din mid the rabbanon. On the level of the raisa, the tabashal abadizar does become butl. On the level of the rabbanon, we say that it's the tabashal abadizar is a dabasha dominion. When you go to a jewelry store, they don't sell you rings by the weight. They don't sell rings by the pound of rings will cost you so much. They don't sell a pound of rings. Each ring is sold individually. That's called dabasha dominion. Like a chaticha royalus kabbat. A dabasha shavoimid bifnei atzmai does not lose its identity when it gets mixed in. It doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate when it gets mixed in with the others. So the Tosis opinion is, it's not a chumrah of Avodah Zarah. Tosis holds that a tabas, rings, or a chaticha is a dabasha dominion. Because in the jewelry store, they sell all the rings individually. They don't take 20 rings and you charge by the weight. You take, sometimes the eggs are sold by the unit, or you buy a dozen eggs, a half a dozen eggs. You sell the eggs by the unit, and sometimes they weigh all the eggs. Let's say when the farmer has an egg farm and he sells all the eggs to a main eggs company. So they don't pay him per egg. They weigh all the eggs. They have 100 pounds of eggs, right? So they pay so much for 100 pounds of eggs. So that's called culture darkalimana. Sometimes you sell the eggs by the unit and sometimes they sell the eggs by the weight. So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether that's a dabasha dominion, that it's loy batla or not. So again, so there's a Gemara in Zvachim, and the Gemara says, tabasha labarizor, shenisarva, b'shtei tabua shal heter. You don't say bitl, bro. The question is, why not? So Tosis claims that it's only a din mid the rabbanon, that it's not batla because rings are dabasha dominion mid the rabbanon. There's loy batl. And the bir agro in Yerideh Simikuf Yud has a whole very long arichas, very untypical for the bir agro. Usually he doesn't have such a long arichas, but he has a lot to say there. He explains a lot. So he says that the Rambam clearly disagrees with Tosis. The Rambam says tabashal avedizor is not batl. He doesn't say like Tosis that it's loy batl midirabbanan because it's a dovisha dominion. Because you sell rings individually, you don't sell 20 rings by the weight or something. Since you weigh each one, you sell each one individually. So it's a dabasha dominion. But the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes is based on the pasuk, the word meuma. Le'yidbak biotcha meuma min acherim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Shabbos understood the word meuma to mean that there's no minimum size. That even though if you carry wood, if you carry metal, if you carry plastic, if you carry water, you carry Michael Behem and Michael Adam, whatever you carry in the Mishus Rabim, there's a minimum size, there's a minimum shin. There are 2.5 prokem about that in Shabbos. What's the minimum size of each item that you carry that it should be Chayim Mishum Haitzoh on Shabbos? But by Dabashal Abadizar, the Pasuk in Chumash says, Me'uma, Liyid Bak Biotcha, Me'uma Min Acherim. Suma means, even if it's a Mashahu, even if it's a Kolduhu, even if it's a marble, the size of a marble, smaller than a marble, size of a pea. If someone deifies it and they worship it, so that's a pasuk. So the Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about a din deraisa, that you don't need a minimum size. The Rambam is talking about a din of tarubis, that if a tabashal avodizar falls in with another two tabois, if you'll get anor from it, that'll be a violation of meuma. Meuma means a culture who means the tabashal abadizar can't be identified anymore. It got mixed in with the other two rings. They all look exactly the same. Someone bought three rings and then he deified one of the three rings. And now he can't identify which is the ring that he decided to deify and which are the rings that were that are muta bahano. So the Rambam says that that's osir, avodah zarah is osir. B'taruvis is not bottom because of that pasuk me'uma. The Mefarshim on the Rambam, the later Mefarshim on the Rambam, have a machlokes whether the Rambam meant this on the level of the Raisa or the Rambam only meant it as an asmachta midrabbanan. The Gemara never quotes that pasuk. It could be the Rambam just meant it as an asmachta midrabbanan. Why avodah zarah is b'mashu? But the Biragro points out it's a fundamental machlokes. The Rambam and Tosfos, why is the tabashal avodah zarah not bottle? Tosfos holds that it's not because of chumra avodah zarah. Tosfos because it's a davish of minyan, because you sell rings individually. So davish of minyan is not bottle. That's a din deraisa. And the Rambam doesn't hold like that. From davish of minyan, doesn't say like that. Rambam said that it's mishum chumra avodah zarah. That just like the Mishnah Masechus Shabbos talks about the word Me'uma. Me'uma means even if it's smaller than a Kosevus Hagasa, smaller than a Kazayas, smaller than a Kadetza, doesn't have a minimum size. So too, Me'uma means a Kolshehu, even though it's bottled, even though it should have been bottled Berayv, we say that it's not bottled Berayv. So that's not clear in the Rambam whether he meant a drasha gemara deraisa that avodah zarah is b'mashu is ben haTorah, or did he mean that it's only an asmachta midrabbanan mishum chum avodah zarah, it's not bottle. So you have from one word in the pasuk liyidot biyotcha me'umim min acherim, we learn out two dinim. One din that it's kol dehu, there's no minimum size, so that's why if you carry it on Shabbos, there's no minimum size for the isa carrying. Usually every Michael Oda, Michael Behema, Kalim, each one has a minimum size in order to be Chai Mishim Haitzah. And over here, the Mishnah says that there is no minimum size. So the Mishnah learns out two dinim from the same word. The Rambam holds that you learn out two dinim. Could be that they're both minatar. One is Me'uma, it doesn't have a minimum size. And one is Me'uma, a Kol Shehu, even though it should have been this battle Berayv, it's not bottled. So it could be that the Rambam really meant it min haTorah. It's unclear. Rabbi Chalap's father put out, I think, two or three svarim on one daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah. When his father, Rabbi Yanke Moshe Chalap, passed away, he passed away on top of a Gemara. The daf Yomi was learning that day Avodah Zarah, about Avodah Zarah b'mashu. So Rabbi Chalap's father, Rabbi Chiel Michal Chalap, I used to daven in his shul when my family lived in Philadelphia, and they had to send me to New York to stay by my grandparents in order to go from sixth grade. Because in Philadelphia, the day school didn't have anything past the fifth grade. So when I was in the sixth grade, maybe in the seventh grade also, I don't remember, I used to daven in his shul because my grandparents lived in the apartment building that was attached, that was adjacent to the Bronx Jewish Center. It was a gigantic shul. He was a very big Talmid Chacham. He knew all over. He wrote Torah all over. So he quotes a machlokes achreinim, whether this shitas Rambam of Me'uma by Avodah Zarah, that it's not, it's b'mashu, is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. So it's a little similar over here. The Gemara is learning out that chametz is kolduhu. Chametz, there are two kinds of kolduhu. One is chametz bitarubis, that it should have been bottled b'raiv, so in a certain sense, it's a mashu, should have been bottom roiv, and it's not. That's the question, why not? Why don't you say tam kiker? They're not saying tam kiker, they say a new pasuk. Rav Leza holds an, Tana Rav Leza has a new pasuk. And from the same pasuk, you're going to learn out a kol shehu of chimutz, that it didn't have a gemar ha-chimutz. Chimutz process began, seor, as opposed to siduk, so the chimutz process began. So it's a kol dehu, two kinds of kol dehus, like me'uma, like two kinds of me'uma by Dovah Shel Avodah Zarah. One me'uma means that it's not bottle bereiv. One me'uma means that it doesn't need a minimum volume, a minimum shear. So if you carry it on Shabbos, even if it's a tiny marble, you would be chayiv chatas for haitzah. So here also, by the mashuhu of chametz, the two kinds of mashuhus. It's a mashuhu of chimutz. The chimutz process began, but it never got completed. And it's also another sense, it's a kol shehu. in the sense that it's chametz dagim gamish and it's batel b'raif, but you have a pasuk that says that you don't use batel b'raif. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Marav and Rav Nachman, which of the two is more mistaber? Which one? If you have a pasuk, let's say according to Rav Meir, you have a pasuk that chametz nukshe is an isa derais. According to Rav Blazer, you have a pasuk that chametz dagim gamal yedei tarubis is derais. So which pasuk would you say, if that's Aser, Kal V'chaimah, the other one is Aser? Which way would you make the Kal V'chaimah? So that's what the Gemara said. That's exactly the Machlokes here in the first wide line on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman my time, Lamek Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, why? Then it says the next line, Rav Yehuda my time, Lamek Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, why? Because you can argue in either direction. There's room to argue and point and say, the Chametz Dagim Gomer, V'tarubis, is Mochome the Chametz Nukshe. Chametz Nukshe, the whole Chimetz process never even took place. It's just a Tchilas HaChimetz. And on the other hand, there's room to say that Chametz Nukshe is Mochome than Tarubis Chametz, because Tarubis Chametz should have been Batel B'Raif. True, it was Chametz, but it should have been Batel B'Raif. Masheni Kane, if you have Chametz Nukshe, then there's no reason why it should have been Batel B'Raif. That's a shaila, which one is Mochome? Then the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. How can it be that according to Ablazer, if you eat Tarubis Chametz, Ablazer holds as a pasuk by Tarubis Chametz, Rav Meir holds as a pasuk by Chametz Nukshe. So the question is, if you hold like Rav Meir, is there a Kal V'chaimer that Tarubis Chametz will be also for sure is Asar? And if you hold like Ablazer, that you have a pasuk for Tarubis Chametz, is there a Kal V'chaimer that for sure Chametz Nukshe should be also? Or no, the Kal V'chaimer will be in the other direction. So that's Machlekes, Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda, Marav. Which of the two is Machomer? Which way is legitimate way to make a Kal V'chaimer and which way not? So then the Gemara raises a question. The Rav Leizer holds that the Pasuk tells me the Chametz Nukshe. Not Rav Leizer, Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that there's a Pasuk. It tells me that Chametz Nukshe has an Issa Deraisa to it. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Rameir. Rameir holds as a pasuk that tells you that Chametz Nukshe is an Issa Deraisa. But at the same time, there's no Kurus. There's only Kurus if you have Chametz Dagim Gomer. So the Gemara says, but the same word appears in the both Psukim. Ki kol machmetzes, kol machmetzes lo sochel. Kol oichal machmetzes v'nichrusan. So if you say the word kol is marbe that there's an isa deraisa against eating chametz nukshe. So when it says ki kol oichal machmetzes v'nichrusan, and kol means kol dehu, so why shouldn't there be koreis? It says v'nichrusan. Why shouldn't there be koreis if you're eating chametz nukshe? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is rearranging all of the drushes from the psukim because it was a good kasha. So the Gemara says, no, kikol echol chametz v'nichrusa, over there, the kol echol chametz v'nichrusa is marbe noshin. I would have thought that since it's man grama, that you're not allowed to eat chametz, so it doesn't apply to noshin. So kamashma, kikol echol machmetzes, even if a woman who eats feg the Gemara, but you have Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, the second line from the bottom. This is from Bava Kamma Das Tezvav. Bava Kamma Daf Tezvav, the Gemara has different psukim. Ishva kosev isha liish, l'chol onshin shabatur. That isha isha, shiasma kol chata sa'odom. If a person does certain averis, there's a chiv misa. Other averis, there's a chiv malchus. Other averis, there's a chiv kori. Sometimes there's a chiv misa v'dei shamayim. Yeah, different onshin. So the Gemara says, Hishva kosev isha liisha, chol onshin shabatur. Even though we have a klal mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are pater, that's only mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Mitzvah loy saseh shazman grama, women are chayiv. So the Gemara says, what do I need a pasuk to be marbi ki kolech amach metzvah v'nichrusa, that a woman who eats chametz on Pesach kolech, even if a woman eats chametz, she'll also be chayiv koris. And therefore, if she eats the chametz b'shegeg, she should be chayv to bring a chatos. So the Gemara asks, I know that the women are chayv koris anyway. because it's a loisas hashas magrama. The rule in the Mishnah only is the Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kedushin. A mitzvah saseh shas magrama, women are exempt. Here it's a mitzvah loisas hashas magrama, so women should be mechuyib. So why do you need a special pasuk? Ki koloicha machmetzes inichasar. Called as mar, but women, I would have known the women because ishva kosev ishalish lachalonshin shabbatar. So Gemara says no. On the top of Mem Gimel and Bei, Gemara says I would have thought there's a hekesh over here. In the same pasuk it says that you should eat matzah for the on Pesach. There's a mitzvah says to eat matzah, and there's a mitzvah lo says you're not allowed to eat chametz. So the mitzvah says of matzah is a mitzvah saseh shas magrama. So I should have said that women are potter. And since they're both mentioned in the same pasuk, the mitzvah saseh to eat matzah, and the mitzvah saseh and not to eat chametz, so I would have thought, well, the mitzvah saseh shas magrama women are potter, and the two are next to each other in the pasuk, not to eat chametz and to eat matzah on Pesach. So I would have thought that that just like the women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah saseh of matzah, because it's a mitzvah saseh shas magrama, so two women should not be obligated to observe the loisase against eating chametz. That's why I needed the word called the ribi, ki kolecha machmetzes, and if so, that women are also muzer, not to eat chametz. Yeah. Tosis is bothered with a kasha person on the top of Amud Beis quotes, there is a gemara in Yevamos. Gemara has a klal from the Midrash Atar and Dreshes Ben. If you have a hekesh means you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. Here you have one pasuk that says you're not allowed to eat chametz for 7 days, and you have to eat matzah for 7 days. So the mitzvah of achilas matzah mentioned in the pasuk right next to the mitzvah sloiseh say of not eating chametz. So that shows that there's a connection between the two. So which way should you say the connection? Should you say, just like women are exempt, just like women should be exempt from matzah, therefore the women should be mutter to eat bread, should be mutter to eat chametz, or should you say the reverse? Since that's given, of course, women are not like Allah says, Shas Magrama, women are mechuyev to preserve. Hishva kasev yishalish l'chol onshin shabbatar. So that women are not allowed to eat chametz, that's a double pashut. So that's why I needed a hekesh to teach me that just like the women are not permitted to eat chametz, so too the women are obligated to eat matzah on Pesach night. So which way should you darsh? So the Gemara says, I would have said, if not for the drasha of kol, that's ki kolecha machmetzes, anyone and everyone who eats chametz is chayv kares, including women. Not for that pasuk kol ki kolach machmetzes v'nichaso, I would have thought that since there's a hekesh between achilas matzah and achilas chametz, and women are not obligated to eat matzah, so women are permitted to eat chametz. So that's why I need the pasuk ki kolach machmetzes v'nichaso, that women are not allowed to eat chametz. So the mele, then they're obligated to eat matzah because these two are hukash hadadi. The prohibition against eating chametz is hukash in the pasuk, written right next to the mitzvah of eating matzah. So that's a tesis who's bothered with the kasha. Shouldn't I have said on my own that kolechadika lakushi luchum lekula luchum makshin? Whenever you're making a hekesh, you're making up your own hekesh. Adam don hekesh miatzmo. So this wasn't halacha Moshe Sinai. So why do we start off with the assumption that what? That women are potter from matzah, therefore there should be mutter to eat chametz. Which way should you go here? Should you say, since they're not allowed to eat chametz, that's a loisase shas magrama. Therefore, they're mechuyev to eat matzah, since they're potter from matzah, therefore, they're allowed to eat chametz also. Shouldn't that be governed with the rule? Kalechadika lakushe luchum lekula luchum makshina. Whenever you have a hekesh, you don't know whether A should influence B or B should influence A. Which way? So the Gemara says the klal is you go luchumer. So in the Tosef Shantz on Adav, the Tosef Rashba, He quotes there was a debate, a dispute in the days of the Balei HaTosfos regarding that klal. Is that mitam sveka deraisa luchum, and it's only b'toras sofik, or is that b'toras vaday midihi b'tor loshna lekula loshna luchumer? That's the question. Was that intended as a midish alternative reshes ben b'toras vaday, or is b'toras sofik deraisa luchumer? Tosfos in Bava Kamma on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, even a dinim amenis, where the din usually is, you don't say sofik deraisa luchomer dinim amenis. You say amotz machavera olav haraya. But whenever you have lukula luchomer luchomer makshinon, that's even a dinim amenis, you would say like that. That's how the Tosfos says this. It sounds like it's betoras vaday, midihi bator betoras vaday. And the Tosfos Shantz over here is not sure. The Prima Godim, in one of his little svarim, in the Sefer Ginas Veradim, raises this issue, whether this klal, lekula lechum, lechum makshinon, is this b'toras sofik, because of sofik deraisa lechum, or is it b'toras vaday, midi b'tora? Loshna b'mamayna loshna b'yisur. So that's 2 days in the Tosfos Shantz here. At the end of the top Tosfos, on Mem Gimel on base, Tosfos has a kasha, that there is a Gemara in Erechen. The Gemara quotes a Bryce at the beginning of Erechen. It's Hakol Marichim. Everybody, so the Gemara collects all the places in Shas where there are Mishnayis and Bryces where the word Hakol Chayovim appears. And the Gemara explains, why do I need a Chiddush in the Mishnah, the Bryce, to tell me Hakol Chayovim, Belulav Hakol Chayovim, Besuke, what I need a Pasuk, what I need a Mishnah for, wouldn't I have known it on my own? So the Gemara there has a brisa. Kol chayavim b'tzitzis, kohanim levim v'yisraelim. Everybody is obligated to observe the mitzvah tzitzis, even a kohen a levi and a Yisrael. Yeah, what's the chiddush? The Gemara asks the kohanim levim v'yisraelim. They're all Jewish, so all the Jewish people are obligated to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. What's the chiddush? Gemara says, Ma'u d'tema, the mitzvah tzitzis appears in the Chumash Dvarim right next to Gedilin Tazalcha. So the mitzvah of tzitzis appears in the Chumash right next to the mitzvah of Asul B'Shatnas Samarafishtim Yachtov. You're not allowed to wear shatnas. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash, when they do akrovas akabonis, they wear big day kuhuna. The big day kuhuna all have shatnas in them. The Avneit has shatnas. And the Kain Gadol also have shatnas in them. So I might have thought that the only ones who are obligated to put on tzitzis on the four-cornered beged are those who are forbidden from wearing shatnas. But since the Kohanim are permitted to wear shatnas when they do avoida, so I would have thought that the law, the mitzvah of tzitzis, is not binding on them. So that's why the Brisa has to spell it a Hakol Chayavim B'Tzitzis Kohanim Levim Israelim, even Kohanim who are not prohibited all the time from wearing shatnas, when they wear big dekuna b'shas havoida, then it's permissible. So I would have thought that therefore the whole mitzvah tzitzis shouldn't apply to them. So kamashmalan that it does apply. So Tosfos asks, but there is a hekesh, just like there's a hekesh between matzah and chametz. Even women who are forbidden from eating chametz, because that's a loisesh shazman grama. Loisesh shazman grama sishu akosav ishalish l'chol onshin shabbatur. That the women are not allowed to do things that, not allowed to violate a loisesh shazman grama. Yeah. So Tosfos says to Kasha, why don't you say that women should be mechuyev and tzitzis? And Gemara says, Ferish, tzitzis is a zman grama, because you only chay bayom, balayla, ksus laili, and not chay. So that shows that tzitzis is a mitzvah says a zman grama. So why do you say that? And the Gemara says, therefore, women are exempt. So Tosfos says to Kasha, why are they exempt? But it should be with the hekesh. The hekesh puts together shatnas with tzitzis. So since the women are part of tzitzis, you should either say that the women are potter from the, they're permitted to wear shatnas. Or you should say, since the women are forbidden to wear shatnas, and it's written in the same pasuk, gedilin tasalcha losil b'shatnas gedilin tasalcha. So since the women are not mechuyev in tzitzis, I should say that that the women should be allowed to wear shatnas. So that you can't say. This is the top Tosafos and Amud Beis quotes and Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Beitza, that you're allowed, if you go to visit someone on Yantif, you're permitted to give him a gift that he may possibly want to use on Yantif. So I can give him raw flesh, because he can, on Yantif there's a heterach al nefesh, so he can cook the flesh and make it roi lachila. It's possible to cook the flesh. So the Gemara there talks about, is it possible, is it permissible to give a beged shel shatnas as a gift? So if Tosa says, if the din is that, I'm going to give a shatnas sweater, I permit, I'm going to visit by someone on Yantif or have a meal with them, and out of Hakaras HaTayv, I'm going to give them a shatnas diga sweater. What are they going to do with this sweater? They can't wear it. So Tosa says, why can't they wear it? Why don't you say that since women don't have the mitzvah of tzitzis, because tzitzis is a mitzvah says in Shas Magrama, so the whole Easter of shatnas shouldn't apply. The whole Isra of Shatna should be removed, should be mutta. So that's what Tosis is bothered with, that kasha. So one, the Tosis is shown him there in the beginning of Yevamos. Tosis says Davdalanam and Aleph, I think, in the beginning of Yevamos. On the side of the, on the margin, it says, I know Tosis Yevamos Dalanam and Aleph Dichsiv. So there, there's a Tosis is shown him printed on the margin on the page. Tosafos Yerushalmi says, "Kol she'eshtem v'bal tel chachamis yeshtem b'kum mechal matzah." Here, there's a hekish. It's the same day Pesach that you're mechuyev to eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat chametz. So that's what the pasuk tells you. The kedushas hayom either is relevant for you or is not relevant. Like we say on Shabbos, we say zochah v'shamer b'di berechad nemru. So even though Shomer is a loisese shazman groma, not to do meloch on Shabbos, and that applies to women, and Zohar is an ese shazman groma to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. So I would have thought that the women should be mechuyev in the isa meloch. They're not allowed to do meloch because a loisese shazman groma, noshem amuzores, women are mechuyev to observe it. And the mitzvah they recite Kiddush, they should really be potter from, because that's a mitzvah, says Shas Magrama. So the Gemara says, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both B'di B'recha Nemru, Zecha B'Sham B'di B'recha Nemru, Masha'in HaPe Yecholu L'Dabba V'lo Ho'isim Yecholu L'Shmoya, so Zecha B'Sham have the status like a Hekesh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed it both simultaneously. So just like a Hekesh, if you have the beginning of the Pasuk has one mitzvah, the end of the Pasuk has another mitzvah, we assume that they're connected, so whoever has one has the other. So too, even if they're in two different places, Zohar v'Shama, one is in Vayeschanan and one is in Parshas Yisro. But they were proclaimed of Vasachas. So that's proclaimed of Vasachas. That's even a stronger hekesh than one is the beginning of the pasuk, one is the end of the pasuk. They were Nemer B'di Berechod. So that certainly has the status like a hekesh. Certainly has the status like a hekesh. Tosafos says the only time you make a hekesh, when you have an isa chametz and a mitzvah of matzah, so it's the same day. The kedusha sayyim of yontev is mechayiv and the mitzvah to eat matzah, and it asks that you're not allowed to eat chametz. Let's say zochah v'shamer b'dibrecha nemru. So the kedusha sayyim of Shabbos is mechayiv us to recite kiddush, and it's mechayiv us to observe an isa melacha. So it's one kedusha sayyim. That's what the pasuk tells us. It's one Kedusha Sayyam. Either it is relevant to you, it's not relevant. If it's relevant for the mitzvah's loisa essay part, then it's relevant for the essay also. It's one package deal. But Tosa says, with respect to shatnas, wearing shatnas and wearing tzitz, is true, the one next to the other. The one next to the other. But Tosa says, it doesn't really make sense that I should say that they have any connection. Yeah, the mice. What do we say? Talk about the shatnas. I would have thought I would have thought Kohanim are not mechuyev in tzitzis, because the Kohanim are permitted to wear shotguns when they wear big dekuna. Mashmalan akol chayovim, that the Kohanim are chayev in tzitzis, even though they're permitted to wear shotguns. So that hekesh is dropped. The Gemara drops that hekesh. The Gemara had a havamina. The Gemara says, you don't make a hekesh over there, because, so the Tosfos Yerushalmi writes over there, you can't make a hekesh. The havamina is totally rejected. You can't make a hekesh. The only time you say such a hekesh, kol she'eshtem azeh, ye'eshtem azeh, is when they have a shaychus with each other. It's one kedusha sayyim. Either it is relevant for the people, or either it is relevant for the women, or it's not relevant for the women. But if one is to wear tzitzis on a beged, one is not to wear shatnas, there's no common denominator over here. So you don't darshan a hekesh. It doesn't make sense. The Gemara had a havamina that Kohanim should be potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis because they're sometimes permitted to wear shatnas. But the Gemara backed out from that. So we don't say it like that. So then the Gemara finally says that the kol, ki kol echa machmetzis, tells us that women are prohibited from eating chametz on Pesach. I would have thought since the women should be putter from matzah because it's a mitzvah, says the Shazmagrama. So therefore the women should be allowed to eat chametz on Pesach because it's a hekesh. It's one kedusha sayyam, that's mechayev in matzah. And us as b'chametz, since the women should not be chayv and matzah, they should be mutter to eat chametz. Kamashmal kikol leichal machmetzes. They're not allowed to eat matzah. Kol leichal machmetzes the rabbis noshim. The women are not allowed to eat the chametz of Pesach, and therefore they are mechuyev to eat the matzah because there is a hekesh between the two because it is one kedusha sayyam. That's mechayv and both. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara explains. Once you have the pasuk kikol leichal machmetzes that women are not allowed to eat chametz. Then you have the drasha of the Amora Rebbe Elozer. It's not Rebbe Eliezer. Then you have the drasha of Rebbe Elozer. Shenema, kol she'eshtem abal tel chacham, yeshtem achilos matz. Then the Gemara is going to go into Adin of Seor Baltak Tiru. Maybe if you have a chance, take a look in Menachos on Daf Nun Ches. There's an important Keren Oira. Keren Oira only wrote, he was the younger brother of the Mishkan Hizyank. He only wrote on the Sichtas of Kochin. He wrote on Zrocha Menachos, the Ila, and he wrote on the Dorm Nozer Saita because it also has a lot of Kochin. So the Minchas Chinuch, we must have spoken about this. In the past, the Minchas Chinuch raises a suffix. How do you translate the words of the Braisa? Ilu ha'inosim ha'kutu shal dvash inonam yochal amin mipnei recho. Imnosim ba'dvash psola. If you put in dvash into the k'toris, it becomes possible. Because it says, ki chosar v'ch dvash, shlos yaktir v'menu yishel Hashem. So the Minchas Chinuch writes a suffix. What do you mean, imnosim ba'dvash psola? Means if you mixed in dvash into the yud aleph samamanim acharas samamanim bayibav yela and sarvat tziporin in the k'toris, if you mixed in dvash, so the whole carbon is pasul. Oh, no, it doesn't mean that it's pasul. If you'll be makterit on the mizbeach k'toris and the mizbeach pnimi, you'll be in violation of the yisur. But it's not that the k'toris is pasul; it doesn't become pasul. So the Minchas Chinuch has been so pikari translate that line. In that brisa, it's a Maseches Krisis. Im nosam badvash psolo, if you mixed in dvash, that passels the whole k'toris, or doesn't passel it, just that you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to be makta, chosal v'chadvash, l'saktim imenu, isha l'ashem. So they quote from Rav Zalman Soloveitchik that he thought that these are really two opinions, and the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes a dinim of Kiddush, or the Rambam quotes a Gemara from Amoy Cheres HaPeres, in Baba Basra, where the Gemara says, you can only use yayin for kiddush, and that's roi l'nasach agabi hamizbech. So Tosfos on that Gemara says it's not to be taken literally. You don't really need yayin or roi l'nasach agabi hamizbech. It just means to say if the yayin is spoiled a little bit, hela k'mochim, It's not bekavadik, so you shouldn't use it. But yayin mavushal, you're not allowed to use for nisuch hayayin on the mizbeach, but there's nothing wrong with yayin mavushal for kiddush. Rashi's opinion is that yayin mavushal is nishtana ligriyusa, so the broche is shahakal. If you have yayin mavushal, all of our wines are yayin mavushal because they're pasteurized. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, all the pasteurized wines are yayin mavushal. You don't need to heat it up till 212 that it starts to evaporate. If you heat it up to the point of Yad Soled is by, that's enough. So he says pasteurization is enough. That's called Yayin Mevushal. And he disagrees with the one who gives the Hechsher on the Kedem wines, because some of their wines they write Mevushal, some of their wines they write Ainem Mevushal. So Moshe holds that it's not true that they're all Mevushal. All of the wines that are pasteurized are by definition Mevushal. He quotes that the Arzaro only had a suffix whether maybe you should say Hepsherazo Bishulo. If you made it lukewarm, if you heated the wine till it became poshim, maybe that's enough to be called mevushal. So the Ozaro comes to the maskana, it's not enough. But to say that you need dafke to heat it up till 212 till it starts to evaporate, so he disagrees. He thinks that the Tzelem HaRav used to give now to Tzelem HaRav stepson, gives the Hechsher on the Kedem wine, so he disagrees with them. He thinks that they're not right. So the Rambam, the Tosis understands the Gemara, yain that's not royal and ascha chagam and mizbech, you shouldn't use it. For kiddush, all it means if hela kemochem, if you started to spoil. But yain mavushal, there's nothing wrong with it. According to Rashi, there is wrong. Yain mavushal is shahakal because it's ishtane ligriyusa. Tosis says, what's that? It's ishtane ligriyusa. It tastes delicious. It's not ishtane ligriyusa. The bracha is still bar piagofen. And you can use it for kiddush. So the Rambam follows the goyim that who takes the Gemara literally. Yain that's not royal and nasa chagav emizbeach, you may not use for kiddush, and yain mevushal is no good. It says on Pesach night, the second, third, and fourth kaisis, yain mevushal is good, but the first kaisis is kiddush. So that depends on the machlekes, taisis, and the Rambam. Rambam follows the goyim that yain mevushal is not acceptable for kiddush, because not royal and nasa chagav emizbeach. And taisis said that Gemara only meant that if hela kemochem, if he started to spoil, then you're not allowed to use it for kiddush. So the question is, within the Rambam and the Goyim, that they hold the mevushal is no good, what if you mix in soru drash? When you say nasma drash psolo, you passel the whole k'toiris, so yayin sheyesh bo soru drash, I have sugar added a lot of times. So when you add sugar to the wine, does that passel the wine from nisach agavi amizbech? So then you have sugar added, you can't use it for kiddush according to the Rambam. Or do you say, no, if you have sugar added, it's not psolo. You can't be menasach haragav mizbech because you'll violate the law, but it doesn't passel the yain. The yain theoretically is kosher, but you don't want to violate the isik. So that's the Rambam has a machlokes b'digoyim on that. On the assumption that yain mevushal is no good for kiddush, the Mechaber recommends you should be choshish for the Rambam. Yeah, so the question is, what about yain that you mixed in sora dvash? So does it mean psala? The carbon becomes, the whole k'toris becomes psal, and the yayin is called yayin. That's not roi l'nasach agabi hamizbech. How do you say, no, the yayin didn't become psal, just lemaisa, if you'll be makter on the mizbech, you'll be over on the lav. So this shayla that the Minchas Chinuch had, so they quote from Ravel Soloveitchik, he thought that this depended on the two opinions, and the Rambam and the Goyim. The Rambam quotes them, his machlekes for the Goyim. Well, if you mixed in Sora Drash into the Yayin, would it be possible to use for Kiddush? Where the Psalah means literally, the Yayin is possible, so the Yayin, Sheneroi L'Nasach Agavim, is just that you shouldn't do it. So take a look in the Keren Oira. Tomorrow we'll start from the Keren Oira. Okay, we're going to daven Mincha in a few minutes. We got to get ready for Mincha. Lean at it tomorrow. I'll give you a regular time. Today I thought I had to have this COVID test at the 12:45, but I didn't. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue.